It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont-Cal basketball. We've reached halftime of the boys' game. Hampton-Dumont-Cal leading St. Ansgar 16-15, courtesy of a buzzer-beating three by Brady Haar. Joining me right now is Bulldog girls' head coach Miranda Stafford. After a 43-33 win and a battle of undefeated teams, but it's you guys that are going to be entering the Christmas break undefeated. Not the prettiest of game, especially down the stretch, but how was your team able to kind of come in clutch and ultimately close out this game down the stretch?
Yeah, just had to keep defending. So low scoring games we feel like are in our advantage. As long as we can keep teams low scoring, we can stay in it. So offensively, they are big on the inside. So that's what they were, I don't want to say giving us, but that's where we could hurt them, but then they're big. And so it's hard to get the shots that we really need. So I was happy with the way the girls continued to play defense and defended on that end to keep us in the game.
Mm-hmm. It was looked like maybe at first it wasn't going to be a defensive battle because, yeah. I mean, you outscored them 22-8 in that first quarter. What did you like about your team's start to this game, really giving you guys that edge that ultimately proved to be very valuable down the stretch?
Yeah, just after coming off of a game last night, you don't know what you're going to come out if we're going to have energy in Saturday afternoon game. So I was excited with our energy right out of the shoot, and putting points on the board is huge, and getting those stops. So Jordan came out, she was on fire. That was huge. And then kind of, simmered down a little bit on the outside, but getting that big lead right away helped us to ease into it a little bit more.
Yeah, Jordan Valley was sensational, especially early on. Finishes with 18 points unofficially. I had her making her first 5 3-pointers, and then she had a kind of a stretch that was cold a little bit. But when you have an X-factor player like that, that can really get your team going. It seemed like, I think I want to say she scored like the first 12 or 15 points, something like that. But when an X-factor player like that gets going, how can that be a huge spark for your team?
Well, I think that's what's nice about our team is that we've got 5 girls that we start, that any of those 5 can have that kind of start. And so continue to find them. I think the only thing that cooled her down is when we had to take her out in the second quarter because she picked up her second foul. And if she would have continued playing, then and she just did a nice job of running the offense tonight, finding good gaps, taking good shots, getting other kids open. So was happy with the quality of shots that we took. And then rebounding really well against a good defensive team.
So moves you to 8-0 here on the season as you enter the Christmas break. Just want to get your thoughts, on this start of the season as a whole. You've been able to win games in a variety of different ways. You've had some big blowouts and some closer games. That 1-point win over AGWSR certainly was an exciting one as well, but your team was able to finish down the stretch. Just want to get your thoughts on this start to the season as a whole going into the break undefeated.
Yeah, obviously couldn't start it any better.
Right.
we're sitting in a good spot where we wanted to be. Set things up. We've got some huge conference games coming right out of break. So told the girls, we got to take break. You got to reset and take some time. We've got to, McKenzie went down tonight. We've got to heal her body. Lily's been sick. So, the last couple days, Charlie's dealing with some muscle things. So this opportunity to kind of just reset. Basketball's a long season. So we've got to take some time for ourselves and then be ready to go. But, yeah, absolutely. Happy with where we're at. Happy with the way the girls have done. Getting wins, like you said, different ways. Having to focus and come up with close ones. I thought our St. Ed's game last night, it was a hard one. You're coming off of a big battle of, conference opponents and playing at Humboldt and then going into St. Ed's where they always play hard. So to come away with a win there is always a big deal. I'm happy with the way the girls are playing right now, and we're going to continue to clean up some things and work hard.
Yeah, and when it comes to this upcoming break, you'll get a couple weeks here to just kind of, square some things up, right? What are you hoping to get accomplished here over this break to make sure you're, firing on all cylinders, continuing to, excel once you get started up in January?
Yeah, just fine-tune some things. Get everybody healthy, fine-tune, talk about some different situations, clean up our defense a little bit. We gave up, a little bit here and there, and so just talk about different situations. But continue to look and take each game, one game at a time. We got North Butler coming out, so we'll get ready for them, and then we'll move on to the next game. But just getting some shots up, continue to work at the free throw line. I think we've improved there. on our free throw shooting, and being able to keep us in games and battle throughout games.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
Just Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Thank you to everybody who has followed us up to this point. We've been on the road 6 out of 8 games, so we appreciate you guys being here. We've got a big home stretch coming up. Some of our games on the road, you know, it's hard. We're creating our own energy, so we would love to be able to, you know, fill the stands, get some energy from our home crowd, and catapult us to a good start coming into the new year.
All right, HD Cal Girls basketball coach Miranda Stafford, thanks for the time, and congrats on the win here today.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.